It's episode 391, and I've got plugins for page speed, city events, world weather, auto logos, and classic press options, all coming up next on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall. And of course, we have the usual great show for you today, but right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you have a few minutes, greatly appreciate your time over at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and the iTunes Store, subscribing to the show and leaving us reviews. And don't forget, if you're really liking it here on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the show and hit the notification bell so that you can get notified when I go live. And also, when I put up a new show or a new training video or any of the other things that are coming down the pike. You can also follow me on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z and join us on our Facebook page at WP Plugins A to Z. And if you'd like, subscribe to our newsletter where we send out every week a weekly newsletter. Goes out on Fridays. It's got more information that is not covered in the show. All right, with that all being said, let's dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, first up here, I have a couple of great plugins, and these are plugins I have yet to use, but I thought you'd like to know about them, that they exist. And keep in mind, the ratings for them are based on descriptions off their site and using their demo if it's available. These are plugins that have been submitted to me by developers that I don't always get a chance to test out or use, or I don't have a use for them in my current project lineup, etc. But they seem interesting and they look like they might be valuable plugins to people out there. So this is my way of getting those out, and I do have a serious backlog of them. So first off, we'll start off with one sent in by Vahasli Sony, and it's called Events in the City. And this is an events calendar plugin for WordPress for setting up and having events into your city. Now, they do have a good demo site for it that displays how well it works, and they showcase how it's for businesses, concerts, parties, exhibitions, sports, etc. in it. It's a great way you can go and engage your site visitors to displaying the latest events right into your website. This looks like it integrates well with most themes that you can use. You can sort the events by city, simple short codes for placing the calendar into the site. The viewers can book tickets right through the plugin on your website. So if you've got something that has tickets for booking, this might be something to investigate and see. It's easy to manage. These are things that they say about it. User-friendly. And it's got an organizer plugin. Some of the features are let viewers follow you instead of you following them. Follow all events, tickets, simple short codes. And they got short codes for the calendar. You can set it up for the calendar in the city. If you got more than one city you have events for, you can set it up by city categories. So there's a lot to this plugin. It looks like a fairly usable plugin. It's a free plugin from the WordPress repository, something you may want to have a look at and check out. At any rate, based on everything I see and the usability on it, well, I give it a 3 Dragon rating. Go check it out, Events in the City. The next one I have for you is called Asset Cleanup, and this one looks like something I may actually get a chance to have a look at. It's a page speed booster plugin, And what it's designed to do for you is it's to go through and clean up the assets on your web page. What it does is, as you're creating a post, it lists up the assets that are going to load on the page, and you can look through and uncheck boxes to not load those particular assets on that page. So this one here is designed to work with a caching plugin of some sort. They recommend WP Rocket, but it helps decrease the number of HTTP requests loaded, and it helps reduce the HTML code load on the page. It makes source code easier, removes possible conflicts between plugins, and a few other things with it. This looks like it would be a pretty decent plugin to use on a page-by-page basis if you're looking at improving some of the things on your site little by little. So this could be a real handy one. All in all, from what I can check out of it, from just reading it over, taking a look at everything in it, it looks like a pretty decent plugin. So I have to give this one a 4 Dragon rating. Go check it out. It is the Asset Cleanup Page Speed Booster plugin. You can get it at WordPress.org repository. So go check that one out. Now, they do have a pro version of it available, and it unlocks even more features to it. So their pro version here, $39 to $129 bucks of it. Go check it out, see the additional features that it unlocks for you. If you find the free version good, you may find the pro version even more worthwhile. Hey, this show here, currently brought to you by...
Take the work and worry out of maintaining and caring for your WordPress website. JohnOverall.com has 20 plus years experience and offers hosting, maintenance programs, emergency support, and more to keep your site up to date and running smoothly. We offer free estimates and only bill you for the time used, not by the block. While you're caring for your business, let JohnOverall.com care for your website. Think of us when you think of WordPress. Visit JohnOverall.com.
Absolutely. Come visit me for all your WordPress needs, especially if you're looking for quality WordPress hosting that doesn't slow you down. And contests, we are still working through getting the contest set up. I know we're a week overdue on them now, but they should be ready by next week. So keep tuning in here, follow the website, get the newsletter. All of it will be announced in there when it happens. Next up, the plugin. Next plugin I've got for you here is called Weather Atlas Widget. Now, this is a really nice plugin if you're looking to add weather to a website or you need multiple cities in a setting. This is a plugin that works both as a widget and as a short code on pages. And you can set it up to have as many cities as you want on a page or as many widgets with different cities if you have multiple widgets. All of that is very nice and easy to set up. It's a fantastic one. I currently use this plugin in a project I'm working on for an intranet for a company, and they've got multiple offices in multiple cities across the country that they have to deal with, and sometimes people want to know what the weather's going to be like. I got to go to Atlanta this week. I'm coming from California. How bad is the weather in Atlanta? So they can go to the page on the intranet. They can look it up. They can see the weather in all these cities. One of the interesting things I found about this plugin was that what it does is it sets up, when it gives you the weather, it color codes the weather from cold blue to a hot orange or a hot red and a mild orangish color to tell you mild weathers. It's color coded to give you an idea on what the weather might be across those. And it's actually kind of fascinating to look at when it's on a page with multiple cities on it, because you can see how cold and hot it is across the country. All in all, pretty fantastic plugin. I like the way it's set up. I liked its functionality, and it just worked like it was supposed to. All in the free version. So give this one a check out. It is the Weather Atlas widget, and I give it a 5 Dragon rating. And feedback. I love customer feedback. Whether it's good, bad, indifferent, whatever it might be, please give me some feedback. Haven't had any for a while now, so just drop in over to wppluginsa2z.com. Send us a speak pipe from the lower right-hand corner of the site. You can just click that, record a message, Get us through the contact page. Send an email direct to John at WP Pro. Go to WP Plugins A to Z on Twitter, Facebook page, any place, even comments here on the YouTube channel. All of those I will respond to. Sometimes not immediately, but I always do respond to them. Let me know how the show's going, what you'd like to see, any plugins you would like to see. If you got plugins you'd like to suggest, go use the suggest plugin for review window and suggest plugins that be reviewed. So anything like that. So feedback. Keep giving it in. This show, also a value-for-value model, meaning if you get any value out of it, please give some value back. And that value can be anything from helping me with the sound of the show to helping me with the logo, helping me with anything for the show, producing content, all of those things I'm happy to accept. Also, cash. I just love cash. You know, just...
We just need cash.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send your cash. But donations can be made. $50 or over, they're published here. Notes are published here and read out. For those below $50, they remain anonymous, and we thank you very much. This week, I would like to thank the small donations that come in through PayPal and the weekly PayPal through Patreon donations and the weekly PayPal donations. Those are very helpful. They help defray the costs of doing the transcripts and the server stuff, etc. The Hemendon, that plugin that I just talked about, that can be displayed in Celsius too, as well. And you can actually multiple display Celsius and Fahrenheit across the page. Just caught that comment. So there you go. So anyway, thank you to all our small donors out there. We thank you very much for all your support. The money does not go into my pocket. It just simply helps support the show. One day it might, but not at the moment. Okay, the final plugin I've got for you here today is called Inactive Logout. Now, it was a couple weeks ago, someone had asked me about an inactive logout plugin. I had recommended one. I'm not sure if it was this one here, but as I'm redoing a project for a client, I realized I had used this plugin in their site to deal with inactivity. They have an intranet site, and that intranet site, where they've got dozens of users on it, they had a problem with people not remembering to log out of the account and people finding it. They'll log into it at their kid's computer or their wife's computer or a cafe or whatever, and they wouldn't log out. So we had to set something up to ensure that everyone properly logged out of the site and that weren't left logged in. This turned out to be an excellent plugin for dealing with that issue. It works very well. You can set up a countdown pop-up on it to determine how long it's, you know, after it's been idle for a little while, it pops up a reminder. It says you're inactive. We're going to log you out, giving them a chance to stay logged in. If you don't need to log them out, you can set a wake-up message where the user will not be logged out, but instead a wake-up message will be showed when they're inactive. You can set custom pop-up messages. You can use concurrent logout functionality with it. One of the really neat functions of this one, and this was particularly important, is if you're a crazy user like me on web browsers and you might end up with 20 tabs open at a time, you'll log into a site, you'll go open up another tab, be doing information you need to get for the other site, and you might spend 10-15 minutes elsewhere before you come back, and that time period you could be logged out. This has a multi-browser tab support, and what it means is that if you're on another tab and you're still active in the browser, it won't log you out. It only starts the countdown when the mouse stops moving on the computer. So, and that's if you're doing anything, your mouse is hardly ever stopped moving if you're not looking at it. So that was one of the really cool features about this plugin that I thoroughly enjoyed. Other than that, it worked great. It's still in use. We've been using it for quite a while. They've got some filter hooks and additional tweaks you can do to the plugin. All in all, there's a whole lot you can do. I ended up tweaking this plugin a bit to customize it for my client's site so that we got it so that the users were logged out if they left it idle. And great plugin, fantastic one. Go check it out. It's called Inactive Logout, and I give it a 5 Dragon rating. Okay, the final thing I've got for you today is classic press options. And this is here because I feel that classic press is going to be continuing its growth for quite some time. They are going to siphon off, in my personal opinion, they're going to siphon off approximately 30% of the WordPress community as it currently was at the in December when Gutenberg launched, because there's a lot of people that just can't use the Gutenberg functionality. Now, of course, WordPress has promised they're going to support the classic editor for a couple of years, but that's only guaranteed until 2021. Believe it or not, 2021 will be here before people know it. And what happens then? Are they going to extend it? Probably not. They're probably going to turf it at the time. And then what's going to happen to the people that have been dependent on the classic press editor for that whole time to hold their sites together? Then they have to switch and move. Well, many of them are switching and moving now over to classic press. This is why I'm covering these plugins, because I have to switch one site for sure to Classic Press, and I may have others. The nice thing about Classic Press is it's just like working in WordPress. It'll just be cleaner and leaner, is what they've been doing to it. They've been making it cleaner and leaner and a little bit faster. We'll miss out on some things, but I think the Classic Press community is going to grow up quite nicely over the next couple of years. I've got a plugin for you here, and the plugin, of course, is a standard plugin. For a while, I'll be covering the basic standard plugins for Classic Press, because there's some essentials that you need, and one of them is a good SEO plugin. And currently, the Yoast SEO plugin, which I use it across virtually every site I build, I use the Yoast SEO plugin, because it's very nice, it's user-friendly, and it's something you can explain to your clients quite well. It works well with Classic Press. It seems to have no problems with it. The compatibility is nice. The setup is the same. The functionality seems to be the same. So all in all, it seems to be working quite nicely. Hopefully, it will stay that way. Hopefully, Yoast will see the value in keeping it compatible with Classic Press as they age. If not, I'm sure somebody will fork it and move it along for a Classic Press version of it. Also, as a side note, one of the things I noticed when I was doing this today, testing this plugin, is that when you are searching for a plugin in the repository using Classic Press, of course it searches the WordPress repository, because that's where all the plugins are right now. Well, they've added a note that appears in the plugin listing to tell you if this plugin is currently compatible with the current version of Classic Press that you have installed. I thought that was a nice touch. So then what it shows is it shows the vast majority of the plugins are going to be compatible, but that is going to change over time. So keep that in mind if you end up going to Classic Press. Eventually, your plugins and things are going to change, and unless your developers can see the money in it, they probably won't change with it. Anyway, that covers up everything for this show. I covered up the events in the city, which I gave a 3-2. The asset cleanup, which I gave a 4-2. The weather atlas widget, which I gave a 5-2. And the inactive logout, which I gave a 5-2. And the Yoast on Classic Press, which I gave a 5-2. And as just final reminders here, don't forget we have a WordPress meetup here in Victoria coming up next week. It's on Tuesday, the 22nd of December, or December, 22nd of January. And this seminar here is going to be me talking about Gutenberg and the future of WordPress and how I think about what it's going to do and how it's impacting WordPress. Also, I have another speaker, Jacob, who is going to be talking about life as a WordPress freelancer. Should be a very interesting presentation and seminar. If you can make it, you live in the Victoria area of British Columbia, Canada, come on down. It's held at the local center. You can get all the information off of meetup.com. If you're not in the area or you just can't make it, this will be broadcast live on my YouTube channel as a live stream, and it will be up there after it's over. So please come check it out. Either come check it out via YouTube or come check it out live. We'd really appreciate seeing you there. And finally, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. It would be greatly appreciated. Okay, and MDN, I actually have a Yoast tutorial up. There's a Yoast tutorial in my tutorials on the channel. Just do a search in my channel for Yoast and it should appear. I'm pretty sure I did one, not too long ago actually, because I did a presentation on Yoast back in the fall, September, October, I did a presentation on Yoast. So go check that out. All right, well, that wraps it up. What else we got? That's all we got. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa2z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa2z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email at john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Take the work in work.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. There we go. That was a rough close. I kept hitting the wrong buttons.